Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, please go to my website, karencan.com, where you can put your name and email address in. I will send you the link to the free download and you get access to 5 of my Fast Track Your Healing classes. And there's just a lots of really great, cool stuff that's going on in the world. And I'm just so thankful that every first Monday of the month, without fail, Dr. Dennis Loewstein and I get together and to talk about one of our favorite self-healing and self-empowerment tools, LifeWave. And today's show is going to be about the top 5 ways to patch for knee pain. Now, if we asked Dr. Dennis and we had 5 hours, he would probably tell us the top 100 ways of patching for knee pain. But I'm going to limit him to five of the fastest, the quickest ones you can do. And in fact, it's so funny because, we've been doing this for, how long now, Dr. Dennis? A while.
Over three years. October will be 3 years.
Wow. That, talk about consistency. It's great. Our audience keeps, getting bigger. We have more topics. One of our last shows on patching for thyroid or supporting your thyroid was very, very popular. We had one of the most number of people listening and downloading that show. Got feedback on Facebook and my group that it was a great show, and it was pretty complex. But what I'm going to do today, as we go through things, is I'm going to be typing out a new blog post on patchtrainingteam.com, which I will finish after the call, and whatever protocols that Dr. Dennis talks about today, I will actually put on the blog. So definitely, you want to subscribe to the patchtrainingteam.com blog, and get on the email list so you'll know when these shows come about. And Dr. Dennis, thank you so much for being on the show again. You are so awesome. Even July 4th, you were on the show, so you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. I love being here, and it's a pleasure talking to you about the stuff. And I actually want to subscribe to your blog there so I can see what I talked about.
Put it into a capsule summary, because usually I'm furiously taking notes. And I thought, well, wait a second, I type faster than I write. And if I write it, it's never going to get out there. So I thought, well, why don't we, since you're so good at holding your own here on the show, I'm going to field some questions from the chat. So by the way, if you're online with us and not near a phone, you can still ask your question. It doesn't have to be about knee pain today, because that's our topic for today. Any LifeWave related question, without saying disease names, please. You can actually type that into the chat, or when we open the phone lines a little later in the show, you can call in, and that number is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1. So that we know that you have your hand up, and then we'll unmute you one at a time. And it's much better if you call from a regular phone, because then we know what your phone number is. We're not going to call you back, but we'll at least know that we can unmute you easily. So today's topic is on the top 5 ways of using phototherapy patches for knee pain. And last night, Dr. Dennis, I actually had a dream. We were doing the show, and I was already doing the intro in the dream. It was so funny. I woke up this morning and felt like I already did the show. I'm going to actually, before you tell your story, I'm just going to tell people that in the dream, I actually said to people, on the show, I said, okay, today we're going to do top 5, patching protocols for knee pain. And this is, if you've already done the clock protocol for the Halti-Wanger, clock protocol, or you've done the whole body protocol, That, you know, if you, those are already published online. Those you can go at lifewavebasics.com, check it out. But we're going to do some additional stuff today. But don't forget about our basics, you know, the clock protocol and the whole body protocol. And we're going to do some extra stuff today. So if things don't work out well or you just want to be super fast and try these other protocols out, we're going to do that with Dr. Dennis. So that's kind of what I was saying in my sleep last night, apparently.
Wow. Interesting dream.
Yeah. Now, do you got a story for us?
Oh, yeah. Well, people that have been listening to the call before know that I live near Venice Beach in Hollywood. And so my sister, who's a nurse, and I have been running our free community health education clinic that includes teaching people how to use LifeWave patches for over 6-7 years now. And we get a lot of visitors from the movie industry, like stunt people that are, and these stunt people are coming in maimed and injured and stiff, and they can hardly move, and they're retired, and they're like supporting themselves with crutches and these wheel things that you have to lean on when you're older and move ahead, and
walkers.
Wheelchairs, walkers.
Wow.
Right. So see, I was trying not to use medical terms.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
That's why I didn't say walker.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm being sarcastic. No, that was good. So they come in all stiff, and one of the major problems that they have is with their knees, because the knees very, as you know, very complex structure, and even though it's a tough joint, it gets messed up easily when you're doing stunts if you're not careful and don't know what you're doing. So even the people that have years of experience and know what they're doing, they're coming in all stiff and stiff knees and stiff body. So in, as far as the story goes, in general, they come in stiff with their walker and their crutches. They can hardly move and they can hardly bend an inch. And we patch them up, make sure they're hydrated, and they forget their crutches and their walker. They leave them here because they're so happy and flexible and have such a good range of motion that they pretty much dance down the stairs when they leave, very happy.
That is so awesome. Yay. Oh, that is so great. So I'm glad you mentioned hydration, because some people definitely forget that that's very important, because you want energy to move in the body. In order for that to work, you do need to hydrate well enough. It doesn't matter what healing modality you're trying. If you're dehydrated, it doesn't work. So it's not just specific for LifeWave, but we know with these energy tools that you do need to be hydrated. And, you know, I don't want to do a whole show on hydration. We've done some in the past. About the quality of water. Dr. Dennis has his way of, optimizing the quality of water. I have my way of doing it. But just suffice it to say that it works better when you're hydrated. So, Dr. Dennis, if people have used, you know, the clock protocol that's on lifewavebasics.com, for knee pain and it hasn't worked, what other tricks do you have up your sleeve?
Well, in order to answer that, I'd like to lay out a map so people can follow what I'm talking about really easily.
Oh, great.
And this map, if you got a piece of paper, you can draw it as I describe it, and then you can picture what I'm saying more easily instead of trying to view everything in your head. So if you are familiar with Da Vinci's Jumping Jack Man, with the arms up in the air and the legs spread out. That's kind of what we're drawing here. So that is actually the anatomical position in Chinese medicine, was with the arms up in the air instead of down to the side, which is the Western anatomical position. So draw a big X in the middle of your paper, and then right in the center of the X, draw a circle. Okay, that circle is your patella. And now we're going to pretend that this structure or this map that we're drawing is an anterior posterior view of the right knee. So you're looking at the front of the right knee through the patella towards the back.
Okay, so can you say that one more time? Just so some people are like, ah, too fast. Okay, so you're drawing in.
You draw an X. Make a circle around the center of the X where the lines cross.
Okay.
Okay, that's your kneecap or your patella.
Okay, kneecap. Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, that reminds me. I just have to say this because what showed up for me when I said kneecap is that old, well, maybe I shouldn't invoke Bill Cosby, but it's too late. I started thinking about it already. Bill Cosby did it a long time ago where he learned this karate move where he'd put his hand in his pocket, and when someone was going to hold him up, he would tense his hand and whip around and chop, give the guy a karate chop right in the throat. And so he practices all the time, and he wanted to make sure it worked. So he'd walk around nothing but dark alleys with $100 bills hanging out of his pocket.
No.
And sure enough, this guy sneaks up behind him and goes, "Give me your dough." And so Bill Cosby does his tensing, and he whips around, and he gives out this big karate yell, and it was a midget.
Ah!
So, of course, he missed the guy's throat, and the guy goes, "What are you, some kind of song and dance man or something? Give me that dough before I blow your kneecap off."
Oh, man. So anyway, you said something about anterior and posterior. So that means the front and the back of the body.
Right.
So which part is the front?
So I told that story because we're talking about kneecaps. So, okay. So let me get back on track. Sorry about that. Just had to come out. Okay, so we're talking anterior posterior view. So we're looking from the front towards the direction of the back.
Okay, so this is the front of the kneecap we're looking at, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So let's make this the right leg. So if we're looking at the right leg's kneecap, then on your paper, on your right side, draw the term medial or inside of the leg. Or inside of the knee. And then on your left-hand side, it's the right side of the paper, right down lateral or outside of the knee.
Okay.
Okay, now if you could go to stomach 36, most people are familiar with that. That would be on the lateral side. So we can draw on stomach 36 there, which is 3 inches below the lateral border of the inferior part of the kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3 soon below the inferior patellar border. And another way you can find stomach 36 is to gently move your index finger up your lateral tibia, and you'll find that it flares out like a column. Instead of going straight up, it flares out. And right in that depression, lateral to the flaring, you have stomach 36 about the size of a quarter. So then staying on the stomach channel on the lateral side, let's move up a little bit to an area where the patellar ligament, which attaches the kneecap, which is a bone, to the top of the tibia, which is a bone. That's why the connective tissue is called a ligament, because ligaments attach bone to bone. Just lateral to that ligament is a depression on the side of the knee below the kneecap called stomach 35.
Okay.
Now, stomach 35 is part of a pair of points called Xiyan, X-I-Y-A-N, Xiyan. The medial Xiyan,
X-I-Y-N.
X-I-Y-A-N.
Okay.
Okay, so the medial Xiyan point doesn't have a name except Xiyan, but it's on the opposite side of the ligament, on the medial border. If you feel that ligament, there are depressions on either side of it. That's where those points are. With stomach 36 on the outside and Xiyan on the inside. I hope I said
stomach
36.
Is that what they call the eyes of the knees? Or?
Yeah, the eye of the knee. And often when you patch that, say you're having anterior knee pain, if you patch those points, say with Ice Wave, often that's all you need.
Cool. So the Xiyan is the outer part of the those points, and the inner part is the stomach 35?
No, the other way around.
Of that. Oh, sorry.
Stomach 35 is the outside, lateral.
Outside, you're right, sorry, outside, right. Okay.
The stomach channels on the outside or lateral part of the leg, and the Xiyan is on the inside of the leg. See, it's a good thing we're drawing a picture.
Yeah. So I'm looking at stuff online, and this person has a left leg here. That's why I was kind of looking at the other side.
Yeah, so you've got to look at your mirror image. So you've got to kind of imagine the mirror image there then. Okay, then continuing up the stomach channel on the lateral or outside of the leg, if we go to the anterior lateral border of the patella and then go two soon or Chinese inches above, we get stomach 34.
Mm-hmm.
And stomach 34 is a really powerful point for the knee because it's what's called the Xi cleft point for the stomach, XI cleft. C cleft points move blood and chi very powerfully through a joint or through a channel. And most people ignore stomach 34. They don't view it as an important as stomach 36. But if you're having orthopedic problems or some kind of injury to your knee, stomach 34 is an important point.
Okay, cool. I'm looking at all these online too, so I'm going to be posting some of these, so you can check it out. And if you are online already and you want to see what they're at, you can go to Google and just type in image colon and then go ahead and put stomach 34 acupuncture point, and that'll also give you the pictures right away. Cool. Very
good
cool
idea.
Okay, we're laying out the basics here.
Okay, still going around, and we're kind of going around systematically, yes, you would with a halting on your clock, clockwise.
Okay.
So now if we look at the anterior border of the patella, right in the middle of the anterior border is a very special point for the knee called Heding, H-E-D-I-N-G.
Heding, okay.
Heding,
and there's no number for that one.
No number for that one, just like there's no number for the C one.
Right.
It's a special point.
Gotcha.
There's no meridian number, but there probably is a number in the Shanghai book, but I didn't look that up. That's not a number people remember in their heads usually.
Okay.
Cool. But it's not part of a regular channel. So that's often a really good point for patching, like putting an Eon patch right there. If you got problems.
Oh, that's so funny. I've wanted to do that.
Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah, because I got some puffiness there. So, like, the lymph isn't really flowing or something. After I skate, anyway. Huh, cool.
Yeah, that'll help the lymph flow better in your knee and will support your skating really well. With an Eon patch on the Houdin. And you could also put one of the negative patches, like a tan ice weight patch on stomach 35. And then, or you could put it on Xeon. Xeon would be better because that's medial for a tan ice wave. And then put a glutathione or a carnosine on stomach 35. And then you've got a nice triangle set up through your kneecap.
Is that one of the protocols then? So Eon on hitting, carnosine on stomach 35, and a tan ice wave, you said?
Yeah, on Xeon.
On Xeon, okay.
Yeah, yes, that's one of my protocols for knee.
Mm. Okay.
So it works really well if you've got some kind of roughening or arthritis or irritation building up under your kneecap. And, you know, there are all kinds of medical terms I can throw around for that, but I'll bite my tongue from saying them.
Okay, thanks. But that's neat, that little triangle. Okay, so we probably need to do some more points, don't we, before we give all the protocols out?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do. Okay, so then moving around further, now we're on the medial side of the leg, just above the kneecap. So if we're looking at the anterior border medially, too soon above the anterior medial border of the kneecap or patella is spleen 10. So that's another good point for the knee, is spleen 10.
Okay. So that kind of looks like it's like the almost like opposite to where the stomach 34 was on the thigh. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So I actually found a picture, guys, here of stomach 34 and spleen 10 at the same time. Isn't that cool or what? Okay, I'm going to post that on the blog.
Wow. Now. Nice.
Yeah, I love it.
So,
okay.
So people that are having problems with insertion of their anterior compartment muscles of their thigh with pain as they go into the kneecap or patella, those are two good points for putting ice wave patches on. So you'd put the white one on stomach 34 and the tan one in spleen 10. So that's not even if the pain is in the knee, but if it's above the knee.
Okay. Well, is that one of the top five, or is that not one?
Oh, man.
Maybe not, eh?
No, I would call the top five. It just came to mind as useful.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So,
well, don't worry, everybody. We're going to go over all the protocols after we name all the points. So, and I'm putting all the points online. So, right after the show, you'll see that on our blog.
Okay. So now moving further down the side of the knee on the inside, we encounter Xeon again, which we already talked about. So you can find that in the medial depression, or the I, as you called it, near the patellar ligament. And then we move further down, and now we're at the top of the lower leg on the inside. We find spleen 9. The spleen 9 is often really sore if you're accumulating damp, because it drains damp. So that point is just below the knee on the medial side at the top of the medial tibia. So remember how stomach 36 was on that depression where the top of the tibia flared out? Well, spleen 9 is kind of behind the top of the tibia on the inside of the leg. And because it drains damp, it's really good for getting rid of accumulation of fluids inside the knee.
All right. So spleen 9, is that about the same level, like latitude, as stomach 36?
Roughly, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You could say
the other
that.
Question here is, can you go over which point is the Z cleft point again?
The Z cleft was stomach 34.
34. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
The Z cleft, sure. Point for the stomach channel. And I know that sounds confusing because that's not the same as a C-yon. The C-yon is opposite of stomach 35 on the inside of the patellar ligament. So now we're down to spleen 9. And there's another really important point that helps the knee. If you can flip your thinking around to look at the back of the knee, so we have a posterior anterior view. So we're looking at the popliteal space at the back of the knee. And that's bladder 40.
Mm-hmm.
So right in the middle of that fold in the space behind the knee is bladder 40.
And I would assume that that might be a little annoying to have a patch back there, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. It's more comfortable to wear at
desperate.
Night.
Okay, I got
yeah.
it. When you're not sitting and it being squished in. Yeah. Okay, so back of the knee.
Yep, or use it at night. Okay. So a couple more points.
All right, so I got them. All right.
So then if you go lateral to the right of bladder 40, you have bladder 39. That's often useful for knee pain as well. And as you said before, that's not a comfortable place to put the patch directly on the skin. But say you're wearing some kind of tights or stockings or something, or you've got a knee band, you know, like a wristband you put in your wrist, you put a band around your knee and put the patch over that. Because as we've talked about before, and a lot of people already know, the patches work up to 6 inches away from the body and through clothing and through bands. So that might be more comfortable to wear it on the band.
Right, yep, gotcha.
That includes bladder 40. And then if we go medial to the left of bladder 40, still on the same level behind the knee, before you encounter that tendon, you'll hit a point called kidney 10.
Okay.
Okay, and now if you move around that ligament and that whole swath of muscle and stuff coming into the knee on the inside and go into this depression on the inside of your leg, just above the knee, and it's going to be medial, there's a depression there called liver 8. That's often useful.
Alrighty.
For the knee also, liver 8. Okay, so then
do your favorite protocols include these back of the knee points as well as liver 8?
Sometimes. Yeah, I'm giving the points for thoroughness so people can understand the logic of making the X around the knee and use different variations.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Let's see. And if you go further around to the front of the knee, then we're medial to spleen 10. Okay, so
alrighty.
So we got the picture there of the X guy or the X with the jumping jack man with the patella in the center. And then we've got going up the stomach channel, stomach 36, stomach 35, stomach 34, going to the middle, hading, going medial, spleen 10, and cion, and spleen 9. And then going behind the knee, we've got in the center, bladder 40, on the right, bladder 39, on the left, kidney 10, and in the middle, in the midline of the leg, liver 8. Okay, so I like to make triangles. And did you have a question before I do that?
No. Sounds good.
Okay. So the one of the triangles we've talked about already, which was using Hoding with stomach 35 and Sion. And that's a really good one. Eon on Hoding and carnosine or glutathione, or you can even stack them on stomach 35 and a tan isoate patch on Xeon on the medial side of the ligament. So
that's the first one
that
you gave us, right?
Yeah, that's the first one. Okay. And then sometimes I modify that by putting just the glutathione on stomach 35 and carnosine on bladder 40. So now instead of a triangle, I've got more of a pyramid.
Oh, I see. So the Eon is still on Hiding?
Yeah, Eon's still on Hiding.
Okay.
And the logic there is the Eon is the most powerful Yang patch, and I tend to put the most powerful Yang patches anterior and also lateral. So there's some of the logic that I use in placement. The more Yang patches are anterior and lateral, that would be the electropositive or Yang patches like the white ice wave or the white energy enhancer or the YH patches. And then I tend to put the negative patches like the tan ice wave or the tan energy enhancer or the SP6 patch, medial or inferior.
That makes sense. That's the inner part of the body, the lower.
Right. Okay, so here's another protocol I use a lot. So let's say somebody's just got knee pain in general, and they seem to have fluids collecting in their knee, and it's stiff. So I put a tan ice wave patch on spleen 9.
Tan ice wave on spleen 9.
Uh-huh. And then put an Eon on stomach 34. So you got a powerful Yang patch diagonally opposite of spleen 9. So the way the electrical current will flow is from Eon to tan ice wave diagonally through and across the knee to get the chi moving.
Okay. Very cool.
Then I would... Yeah, very powerful. If there's still some pain there, And, you know, you can talk to people and see how their pain's doing, whether it went away or not. That may be all you need. But if you want to add some more patches, you can put a glutathione patch on stomach 36 and a carnosine patch. I guess where I'm going to put the carnosine patch.
Okay, let me see here. So I got, oh, so you make an X.
Yeah.
So you're going to use the carnosine on spleen 10?
Exactly. Very good. Yep.
People are like, oh my God, how is she doing that? No, I'm just looking at the picture. So, and yes, I'm an acupuncturist, that helps. So you're making basically two diagonal energies this way. Very cool.
Yep. Yeah, so that often will take care of the problem. So you've got ice wave, and you've got all three YH involved. And if you want, you can use the white ice wave patch on Hudin or stomach 35.
Okay.
Or even on 40. But I wouldn't use on bladder 40. It makes it too close to spleen 9, and you don't get the flow through the whole knee the way that you do with the Eon and the carnosine.
So what if some people are like, well, I don't want to keep using up all my tan ice wave patches and having a bunch of whites left over. So in this option that you're giving us, why are we not using white on, say, you know, the stomach 34, or white instead of the glutathione on stomach 36?
Oh, we very well could. That's a simple modification. Just use the ice wave patches, make a diagonal between stomach 34 and spleen 9. So we have the white ice wave patch in stomach 34 and the tan ice wave patch on spleen 9. So the white ice wave patch is above the knee and lateral, and the tan ice wave patch is below the knee and medial.
Okay, so instead of the Eon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you could put the Eon on Hudin. Or if you're trying to save money on patches, and if you got rid of your pain just with the ice wave, great. Then you've got the knee bracketed. And so what I just described, stomach 34, spleen 9, those are specific points for bracketing the knee in a diagonal way, according to the bracketing protocol that's in the brochure.
Okay, and you said that was good for the second. The first one was a triangle we went through. This one's more of a diagonal knee thing, and that's, you said it's good for the stiffness and the fluids collecting in the knee.
Correct.
Oh, very cool. Now, the first one, where you made that little triangle, the carnosine on stomach 36, Eon on Heading, and tan ice wave on the Xian. That one is for puffiness of the knee or just knee pain in general, or it doesn't really matter?
It doesn't matter. It would work for both.
Okay. Yeah, because I have that little puffiness right at hitting. Actually, it seems to collect there, especially after activity. So that sounds like a good thing for me to try, is that triangle protocol.
Now, sometimes it works better to flip the polarity because we're dealing with pain and blockages. So you violate your general rules if you do that, which is fine. If it gets rid of the blockage and gets some chi to flow, that's the whole objective. So instead of putting negative patches like the tan patches on the inside, sometimes it works better on the outside or the lateral part.
Okay.
And then if you do that and you get rid of the blockage, which means you get rid of the pain, at the time that you're patching, sometimes the pain will come back, and that's because you've reestablished the normal flow of chi.
Ah, okay.
And now you're creating a new blockage because you got rid of the old one, but now the chi is not flowing the way it normally does, and so it feels painful again. So then you want to replace the patches and figure out a new patch placement system so you can be more congruent with the way the chi flows. And the way to do that is just to play around the Halterwanger clock and see where the best placements are to get rid of the pain.
Okay. So it's all relative. So in other words, for example, you know, you could say, well, you want the tan or the negatively charged patch to be on the inside, ideally, but whatever works first, you know, you can put it on the outside if you want. Say, you know, carnosine is still a positively charged patch, but it's less positively charged than, say, glutathione. So you could still use that concept of it being more negatively charged as in a relationship to the others as far as where you patch inside and outside.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
we've got
Theon
is number one, right? Most positively charged. Well, we're not talking about Alavita and everything like that, but the YH Eon is the most positively charged of the YH patches.
Correct. Yeah, Eon and then glutathione and then carnosine. So if you use Eon as the positive patch, you could use carnosine as a negative patch.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you use glutathione as a positive patch, you could still use carnosine as a relatively negative patch.
Okay. What about
so
SP6? Would you ever use that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I use SP6 a lot.
What about Ice Wave? Obviously, the tan Ice Wave patch is the least positively charged or the most negatively charged. What about the white Ice Wave patch? Where is that in relationship to Eon, glutathione, and carnosine?
Roughly at glutathione.
Okay. It's about the same.
Yeah. So you could... Well, that's a really good question. I haven't actually done this before, but theoretically, you could actually use the Eon as a positive patch and the white Ice Wave as a negative one relative to the Eon.
Yeah, but the difference isn't probably as great as the
very
positive and tan or SP6. Do you know if SP6 patch is less, it is more negatively charged than the carnosine?
Yes, the SP6 is definitely more negatively charged than the carnosine. Yeah. Yeah, the SP6 is designed to be electronegative, whereas the carnosine is designed to be electropositive or yang.
Oh, that's right. I keep thinking of the other one we used to have.
the old SP6 patch was electropositive, and that only worked 40% of the time, so that's why they developed the new one, which works 60% of the time. And I've asked them years ago, why not have both positive and negative SP6 patches together, just like you have energy enhancer positive and negative, and Ice Wave positive and negative, because would work on more people to curb craving.
Yep.
Because
they asked for feedback recently, so I they had select people do a free feedback survey, and I did say that, Dr. Dennis, on our behalf. Thank you very much.
Awesome. No, thank you, Dr. Mm-hmm. Karen. That was awesome. Well, I hope they listen this time.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure there's lots of people giving feedback, but they did select certain people, and they selected me, so I'm like, yay. So I got to give that feedback. So you never know. It might happen.
Wow. Cool. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So
everybody listening on the show, just so you know, I did put those general rules down on the blog that I'm writing right now for you. So I put the order of the most positively charged to the most negatively charged ones in a little list here, and then I'm writing down the different protocols. So with the pictures of the points, you can just kind of refer back to the points where they are. So I know it's a lot of different points here we're talking about today, but once you get the hang of it, you just realize, oh my gosh, like this X thing, you know, that you're drawing on the page, it actually isn't that hard. It's like having, you know, a square, you know, with the different points. and the different, you know, inner points in the square, so you can surround the knee different ways. So what were you going to say, Dr. Dennis, before I interrupted you?
No, that's cool. You're doing great. And yeah, you're describing drawing the map. And what I was picturing is that that map that the pirates use in the Disney movies with Captain Sparrow. Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, so that map kind of rotates around. So you can picture when you're placing patches how you're rotating the map around so you can place things the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pillow would be the center of the map. That's just one way of looking at it.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. All right, so right now I've gotten, maybe this isn't the way you wanted it written down there, Dr. Dennis, so you'll have to tell me, but I've got basically two main protocols so far, the triangle protocols, I'm calling them, with the option one and two, and then the bracketing protocol with a simple option and then the more complex multi-patch option.
Okay, good.
Okay, what else you got for us?
Well, if you want to keep it simple, at night, just stick a carnosine in bladder 40.
Okay.
Now, the carnosine patches, you know, repairs and rejuvenates tissue. So you've got, if you have tissue damage going on in there, the carnosine patch is good at night for helping to repair tissue because that's when most tissue rejuvenation occurs. And then the glutathione patch is good during the day for lowering inflammation and as an antioxidant. Well, they all provide antioxidant activity, but and they're all anti-inflammatory. The glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, and it's very arousing and could keep some people awake at night. So that's why I tell people to use it during the day.
Are you saying that you would just put a single glutathione on the knee then as one of your protocols?
Yeah, but during the day I wouldn't use bladder 40 because, as we discussed, it's uncomfortable to wear during the day when you're trying to move your knee around. So I would either put the glutathione on Hoding or stomach 36 or stomach 35.
Okay. But just one, right?
Yeah. And then you can also put a negative patch. Like, say you've got the glutathione on stomach 36.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another diagonal. We can go stomach 36, spleen 10 just by itself. So you could
putting on spleen 10?
Either the tan iceway patch or the SP6 patch. Or even the Olivita patch.
Oh. Isn't that more positively charged than glutathione?
That's debatable.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just for simplicity, I'll just put tan or SP6 here on spleen 10. So but people can just use the glutathione on Hoding, stomach 35 or 36 as one of the protocols.
So if you follow the logic,
be an option.
We're going up the spleen channel. So if we're using spleen 10 relative to stomach 36, we have a diagonal with electricity flowing from stomach 36 to spleen 10. Going in the direction that the spleen channel is flowing. But if we're looking at a sky-earth paradigm where spleen 10 is anterior and stomach 36 is inferior, then having the Olivita above, which is almost the same in electropositive charge as the glutathione, would be kind of like a neutral way of getting the frequency into the knee without having the electrical flow going across the knee.
Oh, okay.
But of course, we can always stack the Olivita on top of the SP6 patch or on top of a Tan Ice Wave patch or even a Tan Energy Enhancer. Now, the energy enhancers help with pain too, but they just take longer to work.
Mm. So on our least to most or most to least negatively positively charged, the energy enhancer tan would go where? Would that be more positively charged than SP6? Oh, sorry, carnosine?
The negatively one, the tan.
Yeah.
The enhancer would be more electronegative than the SP6, but less than the tan ice wave. The tan ice wave is the most powerful.
Gotcha.
And then the tan energy enhancer, and then the SP6 patch. And then the carnosine, possibly the Olivita. I'm not so sure about the Olivita yet.
Okay, well, we'll kind of just not write that down just because it might be confusing for folks then. Okay, so right now we've got your original triangle protocol, you know, and then we've got this, the knee bracketing the diagonals with some additional options if people want to put more patches surrounding the knee. And then you got the nighttime repair one, which is just a simple carnosine on bladder 40 on the back of the knee. And then you've got the fourth protocol, which is basically – again, very simple, you know, just daytime using glutathione on Heading, which is above the kneecap, or on stomach 35 or 36 with the option to add other diagonal, you know, patches, which I've written down. Did I get that pretty much?
You got that perfectly, Dr. Karen. Wow.
Okay, cool. Now, do you have another? Now, we have some questions here. So do you have yet another protocol, and hopefully not, let's put everything all at once on the knee again. That'd be a lot of patches. I like the triangle protocols, though.
Well, the most simple one, if you're trying to save patches and you only have ice wave, if you've got pain in the lower part of the knee, or if you've got a lot of stress on your patellar ligament or the anterior tibial tubercle where it attaches on the top of the tibia, you could use the eyes of the knee with a tan ice wave on medial scion and the white ice wave on the lateral stomach 35.
Yeah.
That's the most simple.
Okay.
And it gets directly to the underside of the knee there, and its articulation with the tibia.
Yeah, a lot of people have, you know, they do a lot of jumping or whatever. Sometimes their hips and hamstrings don't support them as well, and they get a lot of stress on the front of the knee and below the kneecap and that where that big thick tendon is. And so it's really cool that you can just put patches on either side of that tendon, the patellar tendon. And like Dr. Yeah. Dennis, you're saying, you know, the tan on the inside, white on the outside for ice wave is the simplest thing to do. You know, using our rules, the general rules we talked about, you could always add, if you wanted to, like an Eon above on Heading, which is above the kneecap. And there you go. All of a sudden now you have, you know, that nice little triangle protocol. Do you ever, maybe you said this earlier, Dr. Dennis, but do you ever use the simple one where the eyes and the knee, and then just add something in the back, maybe like kidney 10 or bladder 39 or anything like that? Is that not a favorite of yours? Or
yeah, I like that. And I use kidney 10 and liver 8 and spleen 9 when I'm trying to get swelling, or in Chinese medicine, damp accumulation out of the knee. So that works best, not just with negative patches on spleen 9, liver 8, or kidney 10, but also if above the knee I've got some kind of powerful positive patch, like an Eon or glutathione on Hooding or stomach 34. So if I wanted to make a diagonal, I'd do glutathione on stomach 34 and... we already talked about the tan ice wave on spleen 9, but it might work better on liver 8 or kidney 10.
Okay.
Those are water points for those channels.
And you said that might be something you would prefer if there was a lot of swelling in the knee?
Swelling or accumulation of damp, yes. Now, the problem with accumulation of damp is that it eventually will transform into phlegm. And both damp and phlegm create blockages and cause pain. So you want to prevent the damp accumulation from ever getting to being phlegm and obstructing things in a major way.
Okay. So that's that one's a kind of, we might want to put that under the diagonal patching, right? The negative patch on glutathione, sorry, the glutathione on 34 and then the tan ice wave on spleen 9, kidney 10, or liver 8.
Yep. Yep, we can do that.
Okay. All right, we'll put that under there so it'll be easier for folks. Okay, cool. Anything else to share before we go to some of our questions here? People have been patiently waiting.
One of the major things that I do, real quick-like, is to put ice wave patches in my palms with the white on the right and tan on the left. And then I would use the tan patch on the medial, the spleen channel, and the white patch on the lateral stomach channel. And the stomach channel flows down the side of the leg. The spleen channel flows up. So I would go down the outside and up the inside. So down the outside with the white patch, at the same time I'm going up the inside with the tan patch. So I'm following the direction of the chi flow in the channels and dredging them or moving the chi in them at the same time.
Neat. Okay. Yeah, you know I think that was probably better on video than on my
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's cool because you're going down on the outside of the leg, up on the inside of the leg, you know, and just kind of – actually, I could do it at the same time, I suppose. I'm doing it right now. Down the outside up.
It's like rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I got it. Okay, cool. Now, we have one person that had emailed me, and she, and I know the answer to this, but we'll have you answer it anyway. Actually, maybe we did this one last time. Oh, well, we'll do it again. She asked, does it matter whether the shiny side is to the skin or not if I'm just using patches for a short period of time and I want to use tape?
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter
okay,
what direction it is. Nope.
Okay. Great. And actually, we have somebody here, phone number ending in 4758. Let me unmute you and just say your first name and what your question is for Dr. Dennis.
My name, hello. My name is Sharon. Can you hear me?
Hey, Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they told me they want to do my knee 2 years ago. My friend's knees are so bad, he has pain, but it's the muscles, and someone sent me this link. This is my first experience listening to this, and frankly, it's Greek. Where would I go to find somebody who could help us rather than knee transplants?
Well, you could with your sponsor. Start with your LifeWay sponsor, and they can refer you up the line to people that have some experience using the patches.
Well, see, I just was sent this link, and all I did is open the link, and I'm listening. That's the extent of my experience with this.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like the person that sent you the link. It doesn't sound like the person that sent you the link actually has experience with the phototherapy patches, because what we're doing today is usually, you know, a little bit more complex than the basic protocols. So, do you know how to access a blog?
And we're both body code practitioners, and she found this through someone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So you, since you're a body code practitioner like I am, you can just private message me on, my Facebook, Karen Can. So facebook.com/KarenCan, and just private message me and just remind me who you are and just say, hey, I was on the call. I'm a body code practitioner. you know, what do you recommend as my first steps for trying this out? And then I can give you those links and that information. I know it's kind of a little bit overwhelming today because we're doing some more advanced protocols, and we have a lot of people from around the world that have been using these products for a while, so they just, you know, want some more, you know, complex stuff. But you're a newbie, so this might be a little overwhelming.
I was led to this site for a reason, because I have been asking for help with specifically my friend's knees, who he just barely can walk anymore. And I'm saying, okay, that's why they sent me the link. And I'm saying, well, I want to look into it, but yes, I need to start at the beginning.
Okay, that's cool. And I do have your phone number down. If that's okay, I can call you later.
That would be awesome.
Okay, got it.
Sorry,
so Dr. Dennis, go ahead.
Well, that's okay. I'm just going to suggest you got really good videos on your website that you could watch, and that'll help.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you. And folks, I know we're a little over time here, but if you have another quick question for Dr. Dennis, you can let's see, we have one. Oh, traveling right now. My computer crashed. Getting back to you guys soon. Okay. Okay, here we go. She said, you mentioned some places being uncomfortable to patch. I have had patches break the skin lately. I'm wondering if they change the strength of the plastic, or is anyone having this issue? I wish the plastic were more flexible. Okay, any thoughts on that, Dr. Dennis?
Well, it doesn't usually break the skin. It may if you leave it on for too long. And if your skin is fragile, if you're older. And if that's the case, then I wouldn't put it directly on the skin. I'd put it over something like a wristband or a knee band or a headband or some tights, or even over your underwear, or over a t-shirt, or even under the t-shirt if you don't want it to show. You can stick them upside down inside the t-shirt and they still work.
Yeah,
or in
I like
your sock.
That. Yeah,
or even
exactly.
In the hat.
I noticed if it's in a spot that bends a lot, that's usually when it starts to cut a little bit. And it'd be great if it was like as flexible as Tegaderm, but then, you know, they probably get destroyed easily because it's hard to put Tegaderm on the skin. But yeah, you're right. So if we can paste it to something else, put it on the outside of a sock or something like that, that would help prevent that from, you know, the edge of the patch from cutting in or through. So, okay, great
and
question.
Just avoid,
and
avoid putting the edge of the patch on places near the skin that move across it.
Right, exactly. Okay, great. Anything else to share, Dr. Dennis, before we say goodbye for today?
No, it was great fun. And what you said at the beginning about following the basic protocols in the brochures is good. And this is just helpful modification of that. And I just want to remind people that your videos are great for helping, too. And this is a good springboard into that.
Yeah, so on the patch training team website, you actually will see there's a link up top, and under training, you'll see Dr. Karen's videos, and when you go to that, it'll click right into the playlist that I have on YouTube with all my different patching videos. It's not just about knee pain. There's only one or two on knee pain, but just in general, all the different videos. And LifeWave has their newest videos. They're very, very basic, but that's a good place to start, and that's at lifewavebasics.com. And that's the stuff that's in the brochure. And, of course, we're doing things that are more complex here because people ask for them. But if you're just brand new, then lifewavebasics.com is a very good place to do it. And so if you're out in California, you should definitely visit Dr. Dennis's AccuPatch Clinic on Wednesdays. And also follow my blog and also get on the newsletter so you have up-to-the-minute new information whenever we do these radio shows every month, as well as some other stuff that we post in the blog that may be helpful to you. And also like my Patch Training Team Facebook page, and we'll often put up tips and, just positive positive images and positive messages there just to make people smile, and that's what we like to do. So,
and anybody living in LA who'd like to visit our clinic, if you private message Facebook me, Dennis Loebstein, I can send you a flyer, invitational flyer to our clinic.
Yeah, that's great. Does your clinic have a Facebook page at all? I actually never asked you that, or whether you just have a personal profile.
No, it's just my personal profile.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say the page, you could probably put in a recurring event or something, which I'm not really sure how to do, but I know it can be done. and then people can share the event as well on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more into web stuff than Dr. Dennis. That's okay.
Well, also, some of that's intentional because I don't want to raise red flag to government regulators when I'm doing things that are, they're still legal, but they don't follow the standard of practice for allopathic medicine. I do alternative things, energy medicine and so on. So I don't need the attention.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dennis, again, for your time, your expertise. I'm putting all these points up and pictures of these points online right now. So in about 5 minutes, you guys will be able to see the protocols typed up, as well as some of these pictures of where some of these points are, and you'll get the hang of it. It's actually, once you figure out, it's actually not that hard. We're like, oh, okay, this is almost like Dr. Dennis said, this little map. So it's actually not too hard as far as figuring out where all the parts of the map are. So thank you again, Dr. Dennis, and thanks everyone for calling in. Until next time, and if you have a burning desire for a particular topic next month, please let us know soon so we can get that going. All right. Thank you again. Bye for now.
Thank you, everybody. Bye, Dr. Karen.
Bye.